The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry to interrupt your old-time radio programming. My name is Becky, and the KTQA Daily Briefing is brought to you Monday through Friday, on most days, in the 3 o'clock hour. It is where you can get your updates and resources related to the COVID-19 pandemic and staying safe and healthy. It is February 2nd. So if you feel like things are happening over and over and over again, it might just be Groundhog Day. Well, remember, though, on this Groundhog Day or any day, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And the state's data dashboard regarding COVID-19 is found online at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. Remember, you can dial 311 to get to the city of Tacoma, and dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week starting at 6 a.m. every day. The number for the coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. If you need to speak with someone in a language other than English, press pound when they answer and you can say your language. You can also visit wa211.org online to get community resources listed everywhere and get connected with them wherever you are in Washington State. And if you text 211-211, then you can also get your coronavirus questions answered. A reminder that Pierce, King, Snohomish, Thurston, Grays Harbor, Lewis, and Pacific counties are all currently in Phase 2 for this week and next week. All other regions in Washington State remain in Phase 1. A reassessment will happen a week from Friday to see whether we continue to stay in Phase 2 or anyone else comes into Phase 2 or we move backwards. It's all based on our metrics of public health regarding COVID-19. So even though there is increased capacity and restaurants are open for indoor dining, then remember, we can always move back to Phase 1 if our numbers go up. So continue distancing, masking, and sanitizing, and washing hands, and staying separate from people outside your household. That is the best advice from our state and local health officials. The governor recently issued a proclamation to align state foster care services with updates required under new federal law. Foster youth over 18 years old who have opted to receive extended foster care services will no longer age out at 21 years old during the COVID-19 pandemic. Age limits and some eligibility requirements have been eliminated in order to support young adults who have received foster care as minors, and more information can be had by calling the Department of Children, Youth, and Families. The number for DCYF is 1-800-723-4831, or you can go online to dcyf.wa.gov. Moving on to vaccine info. Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. The State Department of Health notes that its max vaccination clinics that are currently set up right now in Eastern Washington and in Clark County are available only to healthcare workers, high-risk first responders, long-term care residents, people 65 years or older, and people 50 years or older in multi-generational households. Also, recipients must either reside or work in Washington State. Our mass vaccination clinics in Washington State are not open to people who live or work outside of Washington. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals: MultiCare, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, and UW Medicine. The following pharmacies also have vaccine programs by appointment: Safeway Pharmacies in Bonnie Lake and Lakewood, Kirk's Pharmacy in Eatonville, Lincoln Pharmacy in Tacoma, and Albertson's Pharmacy in Puyallup. Safeway Albertson's pharmacies around the region are coming online with more programs for vaccination by appointment. Community vaccination sites for Vulnerable, underserved individuals are now open at the Showware Center in Kent and at the General Services Administration Complex in Auburn. Online appointment registration opens for those clinics. It's already open, and you can register at kingcounty.gov/vaccine. For those two clinics for vaccinations, registration is only open to residents of South King County in any of the following groups: people age 75 and older, family caregivers or home care workers taking care of someone older than 50 who can't live independently, anyone who is unable to live independently and receiving care from a caregiver, a relative, or in-home caregiver, or someone who works outside the home, and older individuals living with and caring for kin. Examples would be grandchildren or nieces or nephews. More information on those two South King County vaccine clinics can be had by calling 206-263-9600. All appointments for the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's COVID vaccine clinics at Franklin Pierce High School and Washington State Fairgrounds this week filled up within minutes after registration opened this morning at 9 a.m. The department expects to announce more pop-up vaccine events soon and urges Pierce County residents to follow the department's social media posts and keep an eye on their website for more opportunities. Individuals can also sign up for email notifications in advance of future COVID-19 community vaccine events by going to tpchd.org/notify. Speaking of our regional information, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department noted 128 new COVID-19 cases today. There were also 4 newly reported COVID-19 deaths. The 2-week case rate per 100,000 people in our county is at 336. As of yesterday, high school fall sports teams are authorized to begin practices in pods, but individual schools and districts may have their own procedures and timelines, so check with the athletic directors at your schools or districts. Safeway Albertsons Pharmacies are hiring additional pharmacy staff in our region, including pharmacists and technicians, to help meet the demand for COVID-19 vaccine distribution and administration. Applications are found online at albertsonscompanies.com/careers. For our Tacoma information for today, the Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting tonight at 5 p.m. It'll be broadcast on TV Tacoma and live streamed on Facebook and tvtacoma.com. The city is also seeking resident feedback about our city's housing growth strategy through an online survey available in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian, and Khmer. You can take the survey and learn more at cityoftacoma.org/homeintacoma. Tacoma Public Utilities notes that some customers have reported receiving calls claiming the power provider is going to cut their power. Further prompts led to a request for a credit card. So TPU, Tacoma Public Utilities, is not disconnecting service due to non-payment during the state of emergency. And the utilities department advises anyone receiving a call from someone asking for a credit card to verify your account or claiming that they'll cut your power to hang up. Tacoma Public Utilities notes that it will never call, email, or make a home visit demanding immediate payment. It will never call, email, or make a home visit to request a credit card or any banking or financial information. And they also do not contact customers to request payment on prepaid cards. Starting February 16th, Tacoma Public Schools plans to welcome kindergarten students to in-person learning 4 days a week, with at-home independent learning happening on Wednesdays. That change is based on anticipation that Pierce County's COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 will drop below 350 by February 16th. Our case rate as of today is 336. As of yesterday, it was 359, so we're still very much in flux. And if it doesn't drop consistently below 350 per 100,000 individuals by February 16th, kindergarten students will remain in their cohorts. More information, of course, is available by calling your schools or check in the school websites. Check in also tacomaschools.org. And you can also check the county school health dashboard by going to tpchd.org/COVID-info-schools. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links to find COVID testing near me for specific locations. You know, there are 3 Walgreens pharmacies in our region that now offer free drive-up rapid antigen testing for people ages 3 and up. And one of them is the Walgreens right here at Pacific and 38th. The other is the Walgreens in Lakewood and Walgreens in Kent. You know, you've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing, where I am always pleased to bring you the updates and resources related to the pandemic. Remember, you can dial 311 for the city of Tacoma, 211 for community resources, or you can dial and text 253-330-8821 to reach us here at KTQA. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And if you missed any part of the Spanish language COVID reports, you can find them online at VT Radio Universal's Facebook page. Have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
Latinx en acción.
KTQA 95.3 Low Power FM.
Y VT Radio Universal.
En coordinación con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County.
Tiene el gusto de llevar hasta ustedes nuestro reporte semanal COVID-19. Saquemos papel y lápiz y pongamos mucha atención.
¿Qué tal, querida gente bonita que nos está siguiendo semana tras semana en este reporte que hacemos de COVID-19? Ya está aquí conmigo el señor Ortiz. Carlos, bienvenido. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo te va?
Muy bien, gracias. Aquí batallando, haciendo lo más que podamos. Gracias, Cristian. ¿Qué tal?
Pues cuidándonos, manteniendo la guardia arriba y pues contentos porque pues ya vemos que hay un progreso en las fases, ¿verdad? De la vacuna, ya vimos también que pues las noticias, ¿no? El gobernador tiene un plan bastante ambicioso, ¿verdad? Pero bueno, es necesario, ¿no? Para en nombre de pues seguir salvando vidas y que pues estos reportes, ¿no? Que tenemos cada semana pues vayan siendo mucho mejores y que ese puntito no vaya empezando a ir para abajo. Pero pues ¿qué tenemos esta semana, Carlos? ¿Cuáles son las actualizaciones?
Ok, deja que ver los números, aquí voy al website. Entonces otra vez, yo soy Carlos Ortiz, aquí el COVID-19, el entrenador de COVID-19 y también su campeón aquí con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County. Ok, entonces aquí voy a compartir mi pantalla para que puedan ver nuestro website aquí, que otra vez es tpshd.org, o si lo quieren ir directamente a una página que es en español, pueden ir tpshd.org/español. Pues aquí hay que ir a nuestro website. Ya que entren aquí, pueden ir arriba, obviamente, para que puedan cambiar la página en español, ¿verdad? Aquí pueden arriba, encima, en medio, pueden ir a Spanish y luego gente sana. Y después de eso, pueden ir aquí casos, condado de Pierce. Y aquí nos lleva la información. Aquí. Entonces, sí, el esfuerzo ahorita es para la vacuna, para estar seguro que gente tiene la información. Hay mucho, aquí podemos compartir un link, ¿verdad? Para el Face Finder, que lo tenemos en español, pero uh-huh. También pueden ir a nuestro website aquí para agarrar información, pero es un lugar, y luego en como una semana o menos va a haber un número de teléfono que podemos compartir. Entonces, la siguiente semana estar seguro de regresar para que nos podamos compartir ese número de teléfono si no tienen una computadora o una manera de entrar, you know, en línea. Va a haber un teléfono que gente puede llamar para que puedan agarrar información y también para hacer su cita para la vacuna de COVID-19. Ok.
Excelente, Carlos, pues. Híjole, los números siguen arriba, ¿verdad? Todavía 228 casos son, pues, es una cantidad muy alta y, bueno, pues, definitivamente, aunque sea una vida, es demasiado, ¿no? Quisiéramos ver cero, ¿verdad? Pérdida, cero defunciones, pero bueno, sabemos que, pues, es una realidad con la que tenemos que seguir lidiando, tenemos que seguir viviendo. Y bueno, pues siempre agradecidos de que nos traigas esta información. Te extrañamos en el primer reporte de esta semana, pero sabemos que también estás pues bastante ocupado, ¿verdad? Con todo esto de la distribución de vacunas. Y bueno, pues no sé si tengas un último comentario.
Entonces hay que seguir haciendo lo que podamos, ¿verdad? Estar en casa, ¿verdad? Lo más posible, los que puedan, ¿no? Mantener esa distancia de 6 pies, ¿verdad? El hand sanitizer, más importante también, ¿verdad? Es agarrarse la prueba, ¿verdad? De COVID-19 para que si no siga, ¿verdad? La gente no siga dándole a otra gente. Ahí luego pueden ir al website también ahí para ver dónde pueden agarrar una vacuna gratis dentro de Pierce County.
Excelente. Muy bien, pues ahí está esta información. Muchísimas gracias, Carlos, por este reporte semanal. Y pues a seguirnos cuidando, gente bonita que vive aquí en el Pierce County, en la ciudad de Tacoma, y bueno, y pues en todo el mundo, ¿verdad? Porque pues esta presentación llega a muchas partes del mundo a través de la página BT Radio Universal en línea, y bueno, pues también, en Facebook, y también pues gracias a los compañeros de la KT Cuba 95.3 FM de Bajo Poder aquí en Tacoma, quienes están retransmitiendo estos reportes que hacemos. Así que gracias, gente bonita. Hasta la próxima.